This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us 3 stock recommendations and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty plunged 314 points or 3.4%, ignoring positive global cues as special economic stimulus measures failed to cheer up the market. The government's decision to extend the lockdown till May end marred the sentiment. Bank Nifty continued its underperformance as compared to Nifty as it nosedived 6.7% to close at the lowest level since April 3, 2020. The trend for the Nifty turned bearish as it broke the narrow range of the last 10 trading sessions on the downside by closing below 9,040 levels. Earlier support of 9,040 levels would interchange its role as resistance. On the derivatives front, we have seen call writing at 9,000 levels. Therefore, 9,000 to 9,050 levels would act as an immediate resistance going forward. During the last couple of weeks, Nifty failed to surpass the resistance of 50-day moving average. At present, 20 and 50-day moving average both are placed almost at the same level at 9,250. This level will act as a far resistance. As far as support is concerned, it is placed around 8,007 level, which is 50% retracement of the entire rise from 7,511 to 9,889. Short-term trend has turned bearish as Nifty has closed below the important support level of 9,040. The trend for Nifty will remain bearish until it closes above 9,050 levels. Far resistance is seen around 9,250 levels. So the analyst advises to remain bearish for the market with the stop loss of 9,050 levels. Immediate support stands around 8,700 level. Any close below this level would result in the further unwinding of positions which may drag Nifty to even 8,500 levels, said the analyst. Here are 3 stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Lupin is the first call, which is a buy call with a target price of Rs. 920 and stop loss of Rs. 820. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The primary trend of the stock is positive where it is trading above its 200-day moving average. The stock is taking support at 20-day moving average since the last 8 trading sessions. It is on the verge of giving downward sloping trendline breakout above Rs. 860. RSI oscillator is placed above 60 levels while the MACD line is placed above the central line, indicating bullish setup for the stock. Pharma as a sector is looking good for the short to medium term. Bata India is the second call, which is a sell call with a target price of Rs. 1190 and stop loss of Rs. 1340. Downside possibility for this call is 7%. The stock has broken down from the downward sloping trend line adjoining the lows of 19th March, 21st April and 6th May 2020 with higher volumes. On the derivatives front, we have seen a buildup of short positions. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD indicate weak setup for the stock on the daily chart. Amara Raja Batteries is the third call, which is also a sell call with a target price of Rs. 491 and stop loss of Rs. 565. Downside possibility for this call is 9%. The stock has broken out on the daily chart by closing below the trading range of the last 15 days with higher volumes. On the derivatives front, we have seen a buildup of short positions. Auto as a sector is looking weak on the short-term charts. RSI oscillator is forming negative divergence on the daily charts. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.